Tuesday night to you, Bay Ragney here, Total Gym Radio Rocks. Got an interview to share with everybody and some music. The band is called Across the Board. And actually, they're across the border up to the Great White North up in Canada. Pop rock band. And this band, this is what the definition of totally driven is. I mean, this is what this band totally is, because they're always working. They're making new music. They are like YouTube queens and kings, constantly making new content, whether it's cover songs or just in the day of the life, just doing it all. And they're covering all the bases. They're out there all over the world, social media and everything, so check them out across the board. But most importantly, check out their music, which we're going to play a tune. They have a new album out called Wild Ones, which is just a bit of a wild one, each and every one of us, isn't it? Go ahead, answer. I'm listening. So I got to talk to their lead singer, Jackie, I don't know if I said this right, Auguste, last week, and taped this interview, and probably get to share it with you tonight. And this was a really fun conversation, great interview. And actually, I don't think she was expecting to really open up about this, but she really talked about a secret thing that's been going on in her life and really opened up and divulged, which I really felt honored she did. And respected our conversation and interview and really let it go and talked about the situation that's going on and explained things to the fans and the audience. So, hats off to her. I mean, major props. She's an amazing person, talented individual, and truly, totally driven. So without further ado, here she is, Jackie from Across the Board.
Hello, Jackie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on your show.
Wow, you're welcome. Thanks for doing it.
What's the weather like by you?
It's not that bad. It's a nice sunny day. It's a little chilly, but we're slowly tiptoeing our way into spring. It's taking its time.
Where are you?
The Philadelphia area.
Oh, cool. Okay, I'm in Toronto.
Now, how about by you? How's
not
the weather
too
out there?
Far away. Good. Gray. Gray winter day without snow. Snow's melting away, which is nice. Finally. We had so much snow. We had snowbanks that were like 20 feet tall here this year. Craziness.
Oh, yeah. That's a little too much.
Yeah. That's not usual for us either.
We've only been getting dustings and people complain. If we had that, people would lose their minds here.
I know, they wouldn't be set up to drive around, would they?
No, not at all. Like, they're like going, like, with all the rain we're getting, like, they can't do that. Like, with snow, forget
oh
it.
My
people,
gosh.
They'd be lost. They would be completely lost. So, I spent most of my morning hanging out on your YouTube channel, having a blast.
Oh, my God. That's quite the rabbit hole, isn't it? You get lost.
That
down
is
there.
So much fun. Like you, and I gotta say, first off, like I love it. Like, and any band I see utilizing that YouTube, I just make me very happy. And when bands don't do it, I get very like I just shake my head. Like, why are you not
it
using the
no
tool?
It makes no sense.
It does.
Free.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's free, and it's like the standard business card today, and it's where people can check you out. It's like that's your resume. For us, YouTube is our resume,
Oh, that's so awesome.
And the story, it's like the evolution of Across the Board.
I'm so proud of you. I really am. It made me so happy today.
Aww.
Now, do you guys, like, I know, like, a lot of times it's just you, like, with your phone doing it, but there's times, like, there's a whole thing going on. Like, do you guys have somebody just set up to do video for you guys a lot, or?
Oh, we do it ourselves. It depends. Like, some of those really high-end videos, the ones that are our music videos of our original stuff, yeah, that's our producers, clearly. It's
right.
The really high-end stuff. Like, it shouldn't be this hard, no curtain call, those. But the pick-up-and-play series, where you might see us always in the same studio, for example, or maybe there's four of us outside. We do that ourselves. We set up a couple of cameras. We have three cameras. We set up a couple of cameras on tripod, and then what we do is we take a roving camera and we trade off the roving camera so it looks like somebody else is filming it. But it's really just somebody's filming, one person doing one take. We do about 20 takes, and then we just edit it all together. So we just do it ourselves, which is great. I mean, I always train people how to do that because they're, you know, there's lots of bands that can't, they're worried that they can't do it. And I'm like, yeah, just get a couple phones.
Right.
iPhone cameras are awesome right now. You don't even, we did a cover Head Above Water, and most of the film we used was from our, like, fourth camera, which was an iPhone. Most of the edited stuff was from that shot, which was crazy.
It's amazing. It's amazing what phones can do now. Yeah, and like you said, like the Pick Up and Play series, like, you know, a lot of people, they'll do, like, you know, they do, like, these little cover songs and all, and it's just, like, a lot of times just people, like, with themselves and a guitar in their bedroom or something like that. But it, like, like you're saying, like, you guys go to the next level. Like, it's not just a very simple, you know, in the bedroom shoot. It's like, it's pretty much a professional shoot the way it comes across.
Yeah. Well, that series is set up. It has, like, a brief. So the whole idea of Pick Up and Play is we pick a song, we don't pick it till Thursday. And then the band gets from Thursday and Friday and Saturday to listen to it if they even have any time, or a guest, if we have a guest. We often have a guest for them, but we don't always. We get, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you get to listen to the song and hopefully memorize it or not, whatever. It's your problem. Sunday, we get together, we go through and we learn the song, and we record the song audio-wise, and we shoot the song to a fast mix, video-wise, and then, so it's like, a whole thing happens in one day. That's what we call it, Pick Up and Play.
Wow.
It's your song. I don't talk much about, like the process of it, but that's the brief.
Yeah, because it is a process.
Yeah, the editing is the process too. The editing is what I'm stuck with. So sometimes somebody will help me with audio editing, but for the most part, I would say 98% of it. Just, I have to do an audio mix and a quick one so that we can, you know, then track vocals and stuff. I can usually plug everybody in during the last few takes of recording, like of rehearsing, because I got it. So everybody's plugged in except stuff like this. And then I just send those guys out to the boys' room, like their garage, and they can have their smokes or drinks or whatever for 20 minutes. And then whoever is the vocalist lays down their vocals. And then I do a quick mix, bring everybody back, and then we play that and film to it.
Wow. I mean, it's like just doing that little series alone for Pick Up and Play would be like a full-time job.
Yeah, it would. At least I got paid for it. We used to do them weekly. And then everything else got in the way because we started doing other series the Kitchen Session series and the Caravan Karaoke series, writing albums, writing our own music. Because we started out as a cover band on YouTube just with those Pick Up and Play. That's how we started.
Started
asking us, what's your music like, you know? And we better figure that out. So all of that early covers, all those early covers we did helped us find our sound, I guess, you know? And then we just started writing music, and then of course now we're performing live and we're doing albums and other things, which gets in the way of doing that series weekly. So then it became a monthly thing, and now it's become a 2-monthly thing, but it's been replaced by other things, you know, the
source
of other content, like daily vlogs, which are not quite daily, they're when I have a chance to do them. I call them daily vlogs because sometimes they are. But, like, recently they haven't been because we've been busy doing this album release and stuff. But there's the daily blog, there's the Caravan Karaoke, there's acoustic jams, there's our live thing on Sunday, there's, you know, our own videos. What else do we do? Kitchen show that we did 25 episodes of. Like, we've got a nice little bank of things. And it's really taught us how to be a band, how to get along, how to do audio and video technically. And it also helps us perform, you know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's putting it all across the board, like behind the scenes, in front of the camera, you know, every way possible, you know, musically and visually, stage presence and everything. But like I was saying too, it becomes a job where I mean, between all that and then doing social media, it's like, oh my God, like, how do we find the time to actually like write music and record music? And now you have a new album coming out. It's like, how do you do it all?
Well, I have a team. I have to say I have a team. It's mostly me on the team. I am the team. But I have a manager / producer / co-writer / guru, Darnell Toth, who is MC2 Music Media, who is also our label. And he's brilliant. And so he directs us now that he's come on board for about probably the last 2 years. And he directs us and he, you know, helps us with content. And he's, you know, got logons to all my social media with the band. And he goes in there and does stuff and tells me what to do and helps direct us. And it's been helpful, so much more helpful. Just even the direction that he gives us into what's important and what we should be focusing on now and where we should be going. And he's just really good. And he's also a musician, which helps. And he's also an engineer and a producer, which helps. And he started out as our producer / videographer, content creation guy, with his partner, Matt Makarenko. And then that just, sorry, I have a parrot in the room. She's always competing with me for space. that just morphed into him writing with us and then getting involved in social media as his company develops, as the indie side of the music industry sort of starts to better define itself. His company continuously changes as to what he wants to offer to artists. And he's like a full shopping experience. You know, he's like, he used to be called MC2 Records, and it's just like that seemed so limited. So they changed their name a couple of years ago to MC2 Music Media, which makes more sense to me. So they create content, they help us with social media, they produce us, they engineer us, they manage us now. Like, this is new. We now have a management deal with them too. So, and we've gone from doing project based things with them in terms of fees to a retainer, because it's just like, here, this is what we're going to do. Just, this is your job. This is my job. This is how much it's going to cost. And it's actually been an amazing deal for us. So for the price of probably an album, we get them for an entire year to do an album plus 12, you know, major music videos, plus all of our social media, plus management, plus blah, blah, blah. Right. So it's good, and I think that's the new model for indie artists. And then we keep our own content. Everything's ours. We're not signing anything off to a label. We're not, you know, we don't have the promotional backing or the brand recognition that a label will bring us, but labels are looking for grassroots people to sign anyway. So, you know, you build up enough grassroots push behind you, and then you have way more power when you do eventually talk to a label. So if we ever do end up being signed, we've got more clout behind what that contract's going to say, because we've already built a fan base, or will have already built a better fan base by then. So that's sort of my thoughts on all of that, being indie and staying indie.
First off, I love the whole staying indie thing myself, but do you ever feel like you always have to be on, you know what I mean? Like, there's the Jackie U who's the singer, songwriter, YouTube person, social media person, that's, you know what I mean? That's on. And then there's the Jackie on the other side. That's just Jackie. Like, do you ever feel like you have to be on all the time? And like, when does the other Jackie actually get to like enjoy life a little bit?
Yeah. You know what? That's a really good question, because I had a bad health problem in July. So I was diagnosed with breast cancer in July, which totally sucked. And it was like, I was doing fine up until I got the diagnosis, and then I got sick because it threw me on chemo and all this crap, right? So, and I had to go through the process, like, what am I going to bring people along on this ride? Like, you know, I feel so hot and look so hot. I don't have as much energy, you know, and although I've done the chemo part and I've actually done my surgery already, that was, you know, I went bald. Like, I have great hair. What the hell's going on? You know, my nails are friggin' falling off. Like, how can you be on looking like a gray, ashen, sick person. So, you know, July 23rd, I felt great, top of my game. July 24th, I get a diagnosis. And then July 25th, I'm in chemo thinking, what is going on with my life?
Wow.
So I got a lot of thinking on that question. And I slowly have introduced the fact that I have breast cancer here and there. Like, you really have to hunt for it. But it's in a few of my vlogs, not much. I haven't really pushed that, but I've been recording the process because
okay.
I do want to eventually create a documentary kind of thing, just a, you know, a little vloggy documentary, low end,
sure.
just on the thing. Because I think I haven't brought people along on it. I just touched on it here and there every once in a while. I haven't made a big deal about it. People who do follow us all the time know, because, I mean, I went to the Run for the Cure in September, and I bring people into the hospital sometimes on my vlog. Like, you really have to watch every episode to pick up on that. And I have, you know, it's been in the media a little bit because there was an article that our publicist, Mike Stover, who you probably know because I think he set us up today.
Yeah.
Mike had published Life Interrupted, which was just a social media post I put on my own page, just to my, you know, friends. And it was called Life Interrupted. And I was just I was a picture of me with my toucan without hair in the hospital, sitting there getting my chemo, looking like shit. And can I say shit on your show? Sorry.
Absolutely. You can say whatever you want.
Okay. and I just took the picture and I just put up this Life Interrupted. I don't even know why I did it. I just thought, you know what, this is reality. This is my life right now. And I, you know, did a little thing on it. And Michael said, can I publish that? And I was like, why not? So he published that, and that's like a few people picked that up. And it's just sort of this thing, because my day job is a doctor, funny enough, although I work part-time. I don't work full-time because music, you know, is also a passion. But that's
sure.
still my side hustle, you know? And mm-hmm. so it was like Life Interrupted. Here's this musician who's like creating all the time, and then this doctor who's working in the medical field who's told she's got this diagnosis. It just hit me from so many angles. And I remember hearing breast cancer and then nothing. Whatever my
yeah.
doctor at the time said to me, my surgeon who I was seeing at the time said to me, this is a blur. Like, I can't remember that day. I can barely remember that day. And I thought, wow, like, I tell people bad things when I'm working all the time. You need this
sure.
surgery. You need that surgery. And I see their faces go blank, and I really understand what that is now. It is a panic attack in a small, inside, locked behind closed doors format. So it's been
wow.
an interesting thing, yeah. So I do feel like I have to be on when I choose to be on. So, for example, we went to the Junos, which is our version of the Grammys here in Canada, this
okay.
weekend. We weren't nominated or anything. We were just there for networking and for fun. So my indie label mate, Jessica Speciale, and our producer, Darnell/manager, and my husband, Andy, who's the bass player in our band and our co-founder of the band, we all went together. And so we went to the gala, and we went to the TD Green Room, which was a fantastic kind of pre-gala party open to the industry. There was some interviews and stuff happening and networking. And I'll tell you, I really wanted to be on and available and, like, there. And I was probably about 80% there. Just didn't have quite the energy that I wanted to, you know, to do
mm-hmm.
the networking, to be smiling in for the entire weekend. And I think we were all exhausted. So we actually passed on a couple of really big parties because we just went to the hotel and we're like, you know what? Instead of going to the broadcast tonight, why don't we just sit on Facebook, do a Facebook Live, and do one of these reaction videos where we do a commentary on the show, watching the show with other people, watching the show from home too. And so we did that for 2.5 hours instead of going to the big broadcast. And you know what? It was nice just to be ourselves and laugh and joke and diss. I thought, you know, I think it's okay to not be on all the time. There's moments where, yeah, you got to be on. We did our CD release party Friday night at the Opera House here in Toronto to 400 people. Like, you got to be on for that.
Right.
You know, and
right.
I was. And then after the show, it took me about an hour to walk from the stage up to the back of the room, through all the people that came, talking to them all. And by the end of the night, I was exhausted. And sure. But it was fantastic. You know, it was that kind of exhaustion where you're like, yep, we did it right, it came out great. All that work we put into it was absolutely worth it. It was the perfect CD release party. Mic drop, you know?
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Now, how's your health now?
It's pretty good. I feel a lot better. I've done all the bad chemo, and I've had the mastectomy surgery, so I'm recovering a little bit from that. I've got one more surgery to do because they put these tissue expanders in my flat chest to give me a little bit of a shape, I guess. And okay. They're going to pop those out and put, I guess, breast implants in there for whatever size I guess I get to get now. So I get a new pair of boobs, which is awesome.
There you go.
So that's still another, yeah, it's like, okay, but it's still another, it's still one more surgery to just swap that out. So I've got that ahead of me, and I still have to do, every 3 weeks I do a kind of chemo, but it's not a bad one. It's just this drug okay. that I'm supposed to do for a year, but they have to give it to me IV. So I have to go in, and because I had a little reaction to it, they have to kind of give me Benadryl, which makes me really sleepy. So it feels crappy. I feel crappy for the day anyway. And I, you know, I have to do that for another year, which sucks, but that's fine. You know, it's,
yeah.
I'm over all the bad stuff and I'm feeling better, but I'm about 80%. I just, like I said, I don't have that energy that I used to have to, you know, run up one side of the house and down the other all day long. I can't do that anymore. But it's coming back. And I think I'll be stronger for it in the end, yeah.
Good. Awesome. So the new album, though, the release party was the other night, but it comes out officially the 22nd. What's that, this Friday?
March 22nd, yeah. But you can have a little cheat peek at the Wild Ones title track if you go to bandcamp.com, because we did a pre-order on there. And I think even if you don't order it, it'll let you listen to part of Wild Ones. So for people who want to check it out, they can still go over to acrosstheboardmusic.bandcamp.com and have a little taste of the album. And you can save it over at Spotify, and you can save it at iTunes. Like they do pre-sales and pre-save for streaming and stuff now. But yeah, the album, actually, interestingly, we wrote mostly after my diagnosis. So all of the songs, for the exception of the title track, were written with that in mind, with the whole idea of being a lone wolf and independent and going through stuff, but understanding that you need a pack behind you. You still need that pack behind you. So that's sort of the premise of the album. And I wrote Wild Ones actually 2 years ago. I wrote it because I wanted to do an album about that idea, wolves, and the concept of how the wolves are so uniquely and intimately tied to the earth, the moon, the stars, the circadian rhythm of the planet, yet they absolutely have a mind of their own. They can be domesticated, they can be wild, they can decide to turn away, or they can decide to kill you. Like, you know, a wolf is an interesting animal that way. They sort of like us, but they have way more instinct still left in them, you know? And it's neat to just think of reflecting as humans. We've lost that. Although, you know, women get periods once monthly, and then you put three women in a dorm room and they all get their periods together. That clearly says we're still tied to the moon and the planet. But, you know, and there are all sorts of instincts that we sort of push down with the moral, ethical community that we're trying to create, so we don't kill each other. But in trying to get along and prosper and become industrialized as a society and, you know, try and get along, we are losing all of the instinct that came from, you know, our ancestors. And that's something that the wolf still has. A domesticated dog still has, you know, if you put a domesticated dog out into the wild and leave them for a while, they revert back to their, you know, hunter-gatherer self-preservation thing until they see a human, and then they're wagging their tail because they know that they're going to be fed for free. You know, yay. They're going to play with me, pet me, and feed me without me having to go search.
And the good food is back.
Yeah. And then all the instinct just falls away. But they are able to pick it up. We're not really able to. Not very. I don't think so. I've watched movies about feral children and stuff, I guess. But still, it's just something that I thought was quite interesting to write about, you know. And then when the breast cancer thing hit, now I really am that wolf who needs to be independent but needs her pack. So the songs focus on that idea, that premise, but also there's another secondary theme that goes through the album about a storm and how we fall prey to storms. We can't control the weather. We can't control our instincts sometimes. And we're looking for the calm within the storm, the eye of the storm, to try and find refuge and shelter from all the chaos that is the storm around us. And there's so many analogies that you can put with that. You know, when we've got these chaotic lives and we are in traffic and fighting road rage and, you know, being late for things and fighting the anxiety of trying to survive financially with all of the pressures and burdens of job and family and everything. Where do you find the eye of the storm? Where is that calm spot? You need to find a safe place, a soft place to fall. And just that whole idea of that's when you need your pack, and your pack is your family, your friends, etc. So the album is sort of touching on those two things, using the wolf and the storm as the analogy. And, you know, it's a kick-ass rock album too, because we're rockers. So you can have some rock ballads, some rock songs. We try and make them catchy. We love heavy guitar riffs and catchy lyrics. So it was a nice project to be able to kind of spread our creative feathers over just as a group. And this was the first album that we actually wrote as a gang, because it's usually Jackie's music and everybody just figures it out. And then the drummer sets the beat and the genre kind of develops, and then drummer, you know, riffs come and guitar riffs come and harmonies come. And that's how we've written all our other albums. It worked out fine. I just presented this song and then they took it and turned it into something that everybody liked. But this time, a little different. So I did that on a few songs, but there were other songs where they brought music to me, and then I would have to make a melody and then find some lyrics. And if I couldn't do that, I would turn to Marty Heller, who is our keys player and who's also an incredible musician, and say, Marty, you know, take this away and see what you can do with, like, words. Here's a melody. What words would fit there? How do you fit words into this? You know, he would. So that was the first. This is our first totally collaborative album, which is fun, and we're actually going to take it one step further next time. And instead of just me and the original band members, which is me, Andy, Martin on keys, with our producers, Matt and Darnell, we're going to open it up to the wider band, the newer members, which is Ryan Suzon on drums, our guitarist Ben Healy, and our two backing singers, Chazelle and Tash, who've become really integral members of the band. So we're going to open it up to everybody this year and have a big retreat for our next album, which we're going to be writing. Yeah, which is fun. I just love the process.
Now, how about live shows? Do you guys ever come to the United States to play at all? Or
we have not yet. It's tough for Canadians to go down and play in the States. You need a specific visa, which is very expensive to get. So we have to be able to line up a tour. And we can't really sell a tour until we can show that we've done, you know, big things either here or in Europe. So right now we're working on just increasing the attendance at our Canadian shows, which is really, we're really doing well on that, and just building up that resume of having more of an impact, bigger social media following and stuff, when we're going to be able to say, okay, now we have enough people, we have enough interest that, yeah, we can sell a show to this size of venue in New York or in Philadelphia or, you know, Seattle, etc. We're not quite there yet, but that's sort of our next goal, and we're just on the brink of that. So I see that hopefully unfolding within the next year.
That's awesome. This is exciting. Yeah, yeah. Across the board, come across the border.
You're an across the border. We call you an ATB-er. Actually, you know what we call our fans now? Wild Ones. This is new. We're calling our fans Wild Ones because of the new album. It's called Wild Ones.
Nice.
So that's what we're going to call everybody, Wild Ones. Be a wild one. Be wild, be one, be a wild one.
There you go. Everybody needs to be a wild one. There you go.
That's right.
Cool. All right. So where should we send everybody to find out about Across the Board and get the new album and these amazing YouTube videos?
Yeah, you can find everything listed out on our website at acrosstheboardmusic.ca, .ca for Canada. And you can go to YouTube at ATB Music Canada, which is the username, or just Google us, really. If you Google Across the Board Band, you're going to find everything. There's pages and pages and pages on Google. Thank God we're the only Across the Board Band that's active in the world. So, and we have quite the rabbit hole. We've got 600 videos on YouTube, and a gazillion things on Instagram and Twitter and stuff for you guys to find. And tons on Facebook, too. Facebook.com Across the Board Productions. And you can find all the same videos and a bunch of live stuff and pictures of our events. But yeah, if you just start at our website, go to social or go to videos or go to YouTube, there's little tabs up at the top that'll take you around the Across the Board world.
Awesome. Jackie, thanks so much for doing this. Continued success on everything.
Thank
and
you.
Especially most of all, your health.
Thank you so much. So much for having us on the show.
You're welcome. Take care. Good luck.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Take me by the hand tonight. I need to leave out of sound and out of sight. Take me, oh, do you feel the light of night? I feel it too. I need to run beneath any howl at the moon. Don't you know where the wild ones play? Where the wild myself inside of you. No need to run. Will it save you from the truth? Take me now. And will this water wash away the sins of my life? I need to run beneath it and howl at the moon. Don't you know where the wild ones play? Where the wild ones play?
Bay Ragney here, and there they are, Across the Board, now with the title track, Wild Ones, off their new album called Wild Ones, so check it out. Like I said, look for them all over social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, They're on YouTube. Subscribe to their YouTube channel. Trust me, you won't be disappointed at all. Not only do you get their music, but you get the days and times of the band across the board. So check them out. Do it. Like them, love them, follow them. And do the same for us, Totally Driven Radio and Totally Driven Entertainment, and myself, Bay Ragney. Like us, love us, follow us, subscribe to us, and do it all. Be totally driven. Let's make the world a totally driven place. And without that being said, remember these very, very important words I'm going to say to you. Stay driven. See you, everybody.